Being out this morning, and just as a quick housekeeping note, if you wouldn't mind taking your noise-making device and silencing that for the next few minutes out of respect for the person next to you and out of respect for our guest speaker who has come all the way in from Chicago to share this information with us. This gentleman is recognized as one of the top income earners in our company, a ring earner with the company, also been appointed as a networking vice president, and has had so much success in this business, but even better than that, just an absolute joy to hang out with and have fun with. Would you all give it up for my good friend, Mr. David Mons?
Good morning. Good morning, folks. Good morning. Boy, I love that round of applause. I appreciate that. You know, as much as I appreciate that kind introduction, what Mr. Hall failed to mention was any of his amazing accolades. You know, he's a remarkable father and leader of his family, a beautiful family of 8 children. He's a gentleman that earns in excess of $250,000 a year, part of our prestigious Millionaires Club. Got a heart the size of Texas. Please give it up for your friend, my friend, Mr. Dave Hall. Awesome. All right, for those of you folks I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, my name is David Mons. I make my home in Chicago, Illinois. And prior to Legal Shield, I used to be a nightclub bartender. I used to have fun for a living. But I found out I wasn't helping anybody. And courtesy of these amazing services, I was granted sole and residential custody of my little girl when she was 4. And when you bartend till 5 in the morning, you can't put a little girl on a school bus at 8:12 in the morning. So my schedule had to do a complete flip-flop. But I got to coach all my daughter's softball teams, go on all her field trips, host, cater, and organize all her grade school parties. They literally call me Mr. Mom. But more importantly, instead of MTV and Xbox having negative influence over my little girl, now I get to work on being my daughter's hero. And that's what Legal Shield means to me. So we're going to talk today about different business models. And the typical business model today is simple, disruptive, and noble. They're not easily duplicated, and they have an app. So let's look at some examples. Any of you guys recognize this? Oh, yeah. A few millennials in a room? A dinosaur, right? Because what took place? They created an app where they connected people that needed a ride with people that had a car, and now it's absolutely exploding. Now, if you would have told me 10 years ago, I would have been putting my little girl in the backseat of a car, of a stranger's car, I would have said crack kills. But here's the thing. It's a disruptive business model. When my daughter turned 16, she got a job running food out of a restaurant in my hometown. Now, she loved the fact that she was an independent little girl, and she could do things on her own. Well, what she didn't realize, that app told me who picked her up at what time he dropped her off. And when it was a Friday night and she got her homework done, she'd say, Daddy, I got cut early. Can I go to a party? I'd say, yeah, you know your curfew. I knew what time she went to the party and what time she was dropped off. So I got to use the system for a matter of convenience in more ways than one. But how many of you guys would agree now that if you had a choice of an old, sweaty, smelly taxi cab for $40, or you could tap an app and have a car pick you up in a nice new car with a friendly driver for $19, you're going to do the Uber every time, right? How many of you guys would agree if it's simpler, easier, more affordable, we're always going down that path, right? Okay, so let's look at the next example. How many of you guys remember Blockbuster? Okay, so how many of you guys remember, for you millennials, there was a thing called VHS? And we used to have to rush back to the store to return it before we got the late fees. Now, the problem with Blockbuster is the guy that created it didn't realize in places like Chicago, where the wind chill temperature could be 25 below zero, that's not a good day to go shopping for movies. So what did they do? They created an app called Netflix that will allow us to sit under our covers in the warm house and pick a movie of your choice. If it's simpler, easier, more affordable, how many of us are always going to follow that path? All right, so when you think about Amazon, we used to think it was just books. But do you realize Amazon is now putting brick-and-mortar businesses out of business because it's simpler, easier, more affordable? You know, I'll never forget when they conned me into this. I mean, I bought this $1,200 cell phone, and it's $39 for this screen protector at Best Buy. But I tapped the app on Amazon, and it was $7. Why would I ever pay $39 for something when I could get it? I think you're getting my point. Simpler, easier, more affordable. So when you think of the legal system, what do you think of? It's expensive, unresponsive, and unaccountable. You know, I know people that have lawyers on retainer for $10,000 a month, and they can't get them to call them back. So with Legal Shield, it's another disruptive innovation. We're simpler, easier, more affordable. It's accountable, and it's responsive. So let's talk about this for a minute. Let's talk about the founder of our company, first of all. I want you to picture this. You're driving down the street. A lady pulls out in front of you, hits you, flips your car. She's at fault. She gets the ticket, and she sues you. Only in USA, right? So this man had car insurance, life insurance, health insurance to prepare for unexpected damage, things like this to happen. But what he wasn't prepared for was the legal ramifications due to this car crash. So he spent his life savings, what equates to about a year's salary, to defend himself in a court of law. But did he really win? He lost his life savings. So he had prepaid wreck, prepaid heart attack, prepaid death. But what he really needed was some form of a prepaid get sued program. So in 1969, when this car crash happened, there was no such company. But his research took him to Europe, and he found out this has been around since the early 1900s. So he's just duplicating what they've been doing for over 100 years in Europe. Now, you want to talk a little bit about company credibility? We just about have 5 stars in everything we talk about. We got an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Now, look at this home office. That's a $34 million, 177,000-square-foot, state-of-the-art home office with about 800 employees in there to help us grow and build our business. Is that powerful? Is that powerful? Our vision is to provide equal access to liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every American deserves. Okay? Now, let's do things a little different today. We're going to see if there's a need in the marketplace. You know, because now is not the time to sell 8-track tapes or 12-inch records, right? But let's talk about the need for these services. If you or anyone you know can relate to any of these situations, give me a mm-hmm. I need a practice mm-hmm out of everyone right now. Give me a practice mm-hmm. Okay, if you or anyone you know has ever been treated unfairly, give me a mm-hmm. Overcharged for a repair? Lost security deposit? Been in a traffic ticket or a car accident? Had problems returning a defective spouse? Oh, that was supposed to be product. I'm sorry, that was supposed to be product. Some of you in the audience that aren't laughing, you might be the defective spouse, okay? All right, but let's think about divorce for a minute. You know, all these situations can keep you up at night in some cases, right? They're legal situations, but they're also financial situations because we got to check our pocketbook before we can even check our legal rights in the old system of things. Wouldn't you agree? Now, when you think about divorce for a minute, what does that lead to? Alimony, child support, visitation. You got divorced. You got custody. You have foreclosure. I was in L.A. recently. Somebody yelled murder. Hey, man, I was L.A. I didn't say it. They did. But who's the first person they interview when somebody dies? The spouse. That's crazy, right? You got to read all the fine print, till death do you part, okay? So, so all these situations that we just talked about, do you think if you go out and ask your friends and family outside of this room, you might get the same response? Because these are very common legal situations that we don't deem legal. A legal situation is any time the assistance of a law firm can actually change the outcome. So we're going to give you some examples here in a minute. The first thing we do is, after we created the app, is we allow you to tap an app and call top-rated law firm in your state and your county. Now, what is there? There's about 2,700 law firms with 80 to 200 attorneys in all 50 states and all of Canada in our back pocket with a tap of an app. So I'm going to give you some examples. How many of you guys know what the IRS really stands for? Individuals representing Satan, okay? Now, until you've been audited, you might not be able to relate to that. But when you get a letter from the IRS that says you owe them $3,900 and you call the CPA and they said, the IRS made a mistake. Little words of advice. Never tell the IRS you made a mistake. They had me on hold for 3 days and I'm not exaggerating. And every 2 hours they come back and answer the phone. I'd say, did you get it fixed? And they go, get it fixed? No, we just got to see if you're still on the phone. Think about that for a minute. If you work 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 and that's when you're going to make your calls, they know you can't sit on hold in a cubicle at work, and they know that. This went on for 3 days. I finally got the CPA on the phone. They proved to them they made a mistake, and they said the check will be delivered within 4 to 8 weeks. So I wrote that in a calendar. 8 weeks later, come and go, no check. We went through the whole process again. They said, why are you calling us? You owe us money, and we're going to get interest out of the money you owe us. So I finally go, this went on for 4 months. I said, why am I doing this? So all I did was I pulled out my Legal Shield app, and I tapped that, because when you own the membership, you don't take any crap, you just tap that app, okay? So I tapped the app, I called my law firm, the law firm passed me into a $500 tax attorney, he says, I got this. I'm like, I didn't even tell you what was wrong yet. He goes, I got it. I told him a little bit about the problem, he goes, just fax me the document, I'll look it over. The next day, he called me back, he says, yes, you have custody of your daughter, and you own your house, and they're not giving you your tax benefits that you're entitled to. within 8 days of calling my law firm and then shooting this two-page letter on my behalf. Now, wouldn't you agree when you have a law firm write a letter on your behalf with their letterhead shooting across one side, across top and down the other, it's got a lot more oomph than us writing on our Garfield or Snoopy stationery, right? Well, immediately after they received this letter, agent Jackson or Johnson called and said the check has literally been cut and is in the mail this time. And I got a check for $2,336 within 8 days of making the call. Now, you know, I drive a new Dodge Challenger, and I was in a 15-mile-an-hour fender bender, and the car insurance company cut me a check for half. I said, how am I supposed to fix the other half of the car? And they said, well, sir, your body shop estimated new car parts. We're going to give you used, remanufactured, refurbished car parts. I'm like, whoa, this is a new car, man. It's got 12,000 miles. It's a $42,000 car. I don't want somebody, men in the room, muscle car, you're going to want somebody else's used car parts? First new car I've ever had in my life, right? So they said, sorry, sir, that's our policy. Well, we have a policy in Legal Shield. When you're treated unfairly by someone, your policy is to call your law firm and find out what your legal rights are. Unlimited consultation. How much is unlimited, guys? Unlimited. It's like our all-expense-paid trips for Performance Club. It's all you can eat, right? Well, this is all you can call. I called my law firm. Here's what's wild about this. When a law firm writes the letter, it doesn't go to the customer no-care department. It goes to the legal department. That's a whole different department that we're priced out of. But it's interesting that shortly after that, For you millennials in the room, there's a thing called cursive. We used to write in that. So I got a letter written in cursive here. Dear Mr. Mons, please accept our apologies for the delay settling your claim. We regret any frustration or inconvenience this caused you, our valued customer, with an additional check made out to me, David Mons, and Home and Auto Body for an additional $3,533. All right? So once they're done consulting you, if they feel a letter or phone call on your behalf will help the situation, they'll always write that letter and they'll always make that phone call on an unlimited number of subjects. Now, here's what's really wild is even pre-existing conditions. Now, you know if you wreck your car, burn your house down, or die, you can't call an insurance company the next day and get insurance. Well, if you die, you can't call the insurance company the next day anyways. But my point is you can't do anything after the fact. But Legal Shield still allows you to penetrate that bubble of attorneys and go after the people that have been mistreating you. How many of you guys know anybody in credit card debt? You know anybody not in credit card debt? So check this out. This lady's in a cubicle. She's behind in her payments. She owes $1,800 to her Visa. Visa starts harassing her at work. She says, listen, I'm in a little cubicle. I could lose my job. I'll try to get a payment in the end of the month. But if you keep calling me, I might lose my job altogether, and I'll never be able to make a payment. They continue to call her. So we inform all our brand new members, listen, make it a legal situation. Call your law firm. Find out what your legal rights are. So she called the law firm. The attorney was madder about the situation than the actual member of ours. So they said, we got this. They wrote this letter. On the third paragraph down, it says, this letter demands that you stop calling Ms. Richards at work. The legal remedy for the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act is $1,000 per violation. Visa called back and said, hey, let's not do anything hasty here. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll zero out your client's $1,800 debt and remove her credit blemish from her credit report, all because the law firm wrote that letter. I could go on all day and all night, but I love this one. This is a gal who came into my bar, and she didn't trust me or the services. I said, it's month to month. There is no contract. Just try it for the month. She says, well, I do have this situation where I leased a lemon, and it keeps breaking down, and they never give me a replacement car when they're fixing it, and they won't replace the car. I said, that's a legal situation. She called the law firm. This is her thank you letter. Well, I did not believe it. A firm hired by Chrysler to facilitate the repurchase of my auto has contacted me. They say the trade-in check of $5,000 should have arrived at the dealer tomorrow. I can drop off my car, sign some paperwork, and be released from the contract. At the bottom it says, I was curious if it was a girl thing that I could not get satisfaction, or if it was a lawyer thing that solved it. Thank you so much for this letter. It really moved things along. At the bottom it says, how does it feel to be so powerful? Now, how many of you guys would join the gym if somebody else did the working out, we got the muscle? We've been looking for that gym all our lives, right? Well, this is like having a whole other muscle that you've never exerted before. I just love it. You know, I love to tell the story. When I first signed up with a membership, I was in a wedding in Las Vegas. I got fitted in a Genghis formalwear. Did I say Genghis? Genghis formalwear in Chicago. And 2 months later, I arrived there. I saw him fax it in. I saw him call it in. I'm like, hey, man, I'm Dave Mons. I'm here to pick up my tuxedo. They said, you're who from where? I said, come on, guys, this isn't funny. I got an hour to get to this wedding. They said, we have no reservation. I said, I need to speak to the manager. Manager's on vacation. I'm like, I'm running around Genghis formwear in my underwear trying to get it for this fit. It wasn't a pretty sight. All right, people thought I was crazy. Well, I am, but that's besides the point. So here's my point. So I literally got fitted in this tuxedo, two sizes too big for me, wrong color vest, wrong style jacket. I paid $107, this is back in 2000, $107 for this tuxedo. And I told the kid behind the counter, I'm filing a complaint. He's like, dude, catch a wave, whatever, we're minimum wage. You know, they don't care. So I went in this tuxedo swimming in this thing, looking like I was somebody lost a whole bunch of weight still wearing the same clothes. I was not a happy man. Now, I returned a tuxedo, got on a plane, flew home to Chicago. 2 weeks later, I called, talked to the manager. He said, we reviewed your complaint. You had a beautiful tuxedo. We're not going to do anything for you. Now, in the old days, I would have yelled, screamed, rant, raved till the veins were popping out of my forehead, but I didn't have to. Now, we didn't have the app back then, but I still had that number programmed in my phone. So I called my law firm in Chicago because we're a nationwide network. The law firm in Chicago patched me into a law firm in Nevada. Dempsey Roberts and Smith wrote this letter on my behalf, and shortly after that, I got a check from Genghis Formwear made out to me, David Mons, for $107. Now, here's the thing, guys. It's only $107, but it was my $107. Let $107 be missing from your bank account and see how fast you get upset, right? So I use that story to show you no matter how trivial or traumatic the situation is, call your law firm. I'll give you a traumatic one. One of our members has been paying for health insurance for 17 years. Their daughter got scoliosis. The doctor said, it's time. We need to go in there and get this fixed. Humana One refused to approve the operation. They're fighting with Humana One for 2 months. The wife says to the husband, we bought that goofy legal thing. Why don't we see if it works? They called the law firm. The law firm reviewed the document because we do unlimited document review as well. We reviewed the document. They said there's nowhere in there that says they do not have to pay for this. They wrote a vicious letter with a follow-up phone call. They approved a $187,000 9-hour operation for this little 16 or 17-year-old little girl. She's completely normal now. $187,000 bills start accumulating on the kitchen table. They fax it to Humana One. They refuse to pay again. The law firm gets involved with another follow-up phone call, follow-up letter. $187,000 bill went away because of these services. So I think you're getting the idea that when you have law firms in your back pocket, you walk taller, you speak louder, you're more bold because you know you have advocates, finally, for pennies a day in your back pocket. So we're going to review all your documents and contracts. So from this point forward, you have the same privileges as the wealthy. So I bet Oprah Winfrey doesn't even sign her Christmas cards until her law firm reviews it first, or at least her lawyer, right? So with Legal Shield, you have that same ability. So we had a gentleman in California who said, oh, I got a $500 an hour attorney on my retainer. I don't need this. We said, when was the last time you updated your will? He said, well, he doesn't do that kind of law. We said, well, why don't you try the service on a month-to-month basis, and while you're at it, get all your documents reviewed and get some consultation. We called back to the next month, and I said, what happened? What did the law firm do? He said, I found out that $500 an hour attorney that I pay and wait weeks for him to call me back works for the same law firm that I get now for $25 a month, and now they have to call me back right away. So what they did was they reviewed his document and they found out that the fine print in the contract he signed 8 years prior for earthquake insurance wasn't what he thought it was. So they recommended he cancel his earthquake insurance. He said, whoa, I've been paying that extra money for 8 years to insure my home on a cliff just in case something should happen. And the lawyer proceeded to explain to him that in the fine, because what the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. In the fine print, it says if one small portion of your home is still standing due to an earthquake or a mudslide, your insurance is null and void. Now, how would that guy have found out if he didn't sign up with the services? When the house collapsed and the insurance claims adjuster showed up and said, see that wall in the back there that used to be your bedroom? We don't have to pay the claim. Ask him if it was worth $25 a month. Is this powerful? Is this powerful, folks? All right, let's move on here. So if you should happen to get in a car accident, we're going to represent you if it's a serious car crash. If you're sued, we're going to give you a schedule of hours. If you're audited by the IRS, we're going to give you a schedule of hours. And we're also going to do family domestic services. So let's talk about preparing your will. I got to get real serious here for a minute right now because I have so many stories, and it's a very scary situation. Oh, I did not. I can't go backwards. Well, we're just gonna go from here. Listen, I got involved with a girl in my business that has 10 brothers and sisters, and the father was on life support, and the oldest sister was 44 or 42, and the youngest sister was only 14, and the oldest sister said, "Dad's had a good run. It's time to pull the plug." And the little sister was going, I haven't had enough time with my father. So when they pulled that plug, that whole family was torn apart. I went to one of their family members' wedding a year later. Half the family wasn't invited, and the other half wasn't speaking to it. Stop the fighting, put it in writing. Listen, at $1,200 or $1,500 or $2,500 to get your estate planning done, you got to decide, do I pay my mortgage or be a responsible adult or parent and get my will done? Legal Shield removes all those excuses because we're going to provide a full estate planning program for you and your family on a month-to-month basis. That's our gift to you as a guest to start with the service, use the service. You know, when the Twin Towers came down, there was a family that there was a husband and wife that was in Tower 1, and they had three small children. They obviously passed in that tragic event. Well, the three small children were so young that the state decided they have to step in and decide who gets who. Well, because there was no last will and testament in place, they had to research the family members, and they figured the grandparents were the next logical of kin. But they looked at their finances, and they said, we don't think you could afford all three. Pick two. Now, 60% of all children who go to foster care are raped and molested, and 70% experiment with drug and alcohol at very young ages. That all could have been avoided if somebody just shared these services with them, and they could have put that last will and testament in place. So, folks, don't let the month end without having this done. This is one of my voided ones. I got it done when I first signed up. Then I had my beautiful daughter. I updated again. Then I was granted custody. I was updated again. And then when I lost my mom, I updated it. So we're going to give you complimentary updates as things in your life change. But this document right here is a love letter to your family. It's a love letter to your family. So I applaud for those of you that are guests here today that want to step up in your household, be the leader of your household, and get this taken care of. All right. So this is where it gets interesting. I'm not going to stand in front of the room and tell you something works until I try it. So as I crisscross around the United States, I get these rental cars in these nice countries like yours, parts of the country where there's no potholes. In Chicago, you could fish in some of the potholes that we drive in. So you get out in the desert, man, this is a rental car. Let's see what it'll do, you know. So these are some of the written warnings. These are just some of the written warnings I've had across the country. Because what does it say underneath each one, right? Illinois State Police, written warning, written warning, written warning. What's that one, a written warning? Oh, that's a written warning. So what's happening is the police officers are starting to buy this program as an employee benefit. So every time I get pulled over by the police and they ask me for my driver's license, I always hand them my LegalShip membership card on the top of my driver's license. It's my don't mess with me insurance card is basically what it is. So what I do is I hand them the driver's license, always respectful, because those gentlemen work really hard for their money, and we need to be respectful. They take their lives in their hands every time they go to work. But in some cases, they know that it's a wasted day in court if they know an attorney is going to appear on my behalf. But there's been some situations where the police officer did not know what the service was. So when I went to Nevada and handed it to him, he said, I'm still writing you a ticket. Matter of fact, I'm giving you two. So all I did was I went home. Back in those days, I would fax it to my law firm in Chicago. They faxed it out to Dempsey, Roberts, and Smith. And shortly after that, I got a letter that said, the following services were covered by your membership. George Trackman from our office has appeared in the following court on your behalf. It was a pleasure to assist you. With an outcome of speeding, dismissed, no driver's license on person, dismissed, 0.0 fine, none. Now, that was all included with this membership. Now, I know what some of you guys are saying. You got lucky. So you know what I did? I went back and did it again. So passing vehicle on right shoulder of the road. The shoulders are just like regular roads. I mean, I'm just saying. So, but it was amended to a legal parking. Now, I'd much rather pay a one-time legal a parking ticket that doesn't raise your rates and no blemish on your record. But my latest favorite one is I opened up a group with one of my business partners up in Northern California, and it was a really nice group. So I went to celebrate down in San Luis Obispo. And it was hot mineral springs. Now, it was 101 degrees outside, and he pulled us over for doing 101 miles an hour. It's kind of ironic. Anyways, we were pulled over, and the police officer looked at my date and then looked at me, and my date and then looked at me, and my date and looked at me, and then said, what seems to be the hurry, son? I said, well, officer, if you just spent $900 for two nights in a resort 4 hours from here and you were going with her, you'd probably drive fast too, right? And he laughed. He said, I had you doing 100. I said, I always apologize. I never deny it. I don't admit it. But I handed him my legal shield card. He came back. He said, I'd like to let you go with a written or verbal warning, but I've already called it in. I'm going to give you a break, and I'm only going to write you 90 and a 70. I said, oh, thank you. It's not reckless driving now. So what ended up happening was, before we pulled away, she literally put the ticket on her lap and snapped the picture, because we have this app now where all you do is snap a picture of the ticket with the date and time and shoot it to the law firm. My law firm in Chicago that represents Harris Bank, some of the Bulls and some of the Bears, shot it to the law firm in L.A. that represents Warner Brothers, AAA, the Dodgers, and the Lakers. They shot it up to the Monterey County Courthouse, or court, the law firm in Monterey County. A lawyer called me back and said, Mr. Mons, we represented you here last summer in a BMW motorcycle, and we had that case dismissed. I'm like, oh, man, that was my cousin's motorcycle. That thing was a monster. And she said, well, we might not be this lucky this time, so we're going to try something different. We're going to do trial by written declaration. I said, ma'am, you guys have represented me in 7 states across the nation. I've never even heard of that before. They said, well, police officers work hard for their money, but they don't like to fill out paperwork, so we're going to hit them with a whole bunch of paperwork. I said, can I be nosy and ask what it's going to be? She said, well, they have the proof of calibration of the gun, where he was perched, witnesses, and about 4 other things. I said, does this ever work? And she started laughing. Then she caught herself laughing, pulled it back, and said, well, you're going to pay the $367 fine up front and look for something in the mail in about 30 days. 30 days later, I get a letter in the mail, in this envelope, the Superior Court of California, County of Monterey. The people of the state of California versus David P. Mons. That's me. The whole flipping state of California versus me? I mean, that's a lot of people, right? But with a founding of not guilty and a full refund of $367, it's like I wasn't there. Now, I'm not giving you permission to speed, but how many of you guys went 55 miles an hour on the way here, turned your turn indicator on 200 feet before you made a lane change, and stopped to the bumper stop and rolled backwards at a stop sign? Anybody raise their hand, you all know you're lying. So here's my point. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when you get caught, right? So I love the fact that we have 24-hour emergency access. How many of you guys would agree that sometimes legal situations happen not outside of the 9-to-5 area or on weekends? We had 68 emergency phone calls last year on Christmas Day and 72,000 emergency calls last year. I like to tell the story about one of my friends in Florida, signed up his dear friends, and their child, God bless you, their child was an athlete in school, and you know how kids can be haters sometimes, some jealous kids. The jealous kid came over to the house to beat up this girl, pushed the brother away as the parents were out of the house, and tried to beat her up in her own living room. Well, the girl knew how to handle herself better than this bully thought she could. She proceeded to beat her up back out the front door, down the stairs, through the yard. She went crying home to mom. Mom called the police. So when this couple came home, they saw their daughter in handcuffs on the front stoop. And when he went to talk to his son, the cops intervened and said, "You're not allowed to talk to your son." He said, "The heck I'm not." Now, because we have this 24-hour, remember the Gotham City bat phone? Remember Batman would always get the phone call? Well, we have our Gotham City bat phone where within 3 minutes you could be patched into a criminal attorney and they're going to advise and guide you and help fix the problem, at least defuse it. So he said, "I understand what happened. Take me to the arresting officer." The arresting officer, he said, "Put me on speakerphone." The arresting officer refused to hear the story. So then he took he said, I can't believe you just did that. He said, "Take me to the supervising officer. He has to take the call." He went to the supervising officer and said, "Let me get this straight. You're arresting and detaining my client for defending herself in her own home. I'll have your badge." They said the eyes got real big. They had a little powwow. They undid the handcuffs, ran down the street, and arrested the other little girl. Now here's my point, guys. Here's my point, guys. For $24.95 a month, how do you put a price on that? As a parent in the room, grandparent in the room, this little girl was in it. She would have went to jail on a Friday night and spent there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and not seen a judge till Monday. Matter of fact, another 24-hour-7 story. 19-year-old kid, quiet and shy kid, never been away from home, goes to a school, and he's away from home. He gets in the backseat of a car of kids they don't know. And they go to a party to meet people. They're on their way home. It's 2:30 in the morning. They get pulled over by the police. The driver's got a gun under the seat. The driver admits that the other three kids in the car did not know he had a gun under the seat. All four of them arrested and handcuffed. He's up against the car crying and weeping. He says, "My dad said if I get into any trouble in school, I need to call this law firm." He said, "Son, you know and I know no one's going to answer that phone." He said, "Can I dial the number?" He says, "Humor me." He called the law firm, got the attorney on the phone, handed it to the police officer. We're not quite sure what was said. There was a lot of head bobbing where he was nodding his head. Handed the kid the phone back, undid his handcuffs, and said, "Can you get a ride home from here?" He said, "Yeah, sure, why?" He says, "You're free to go." He said, "Great. How about my other friend in the back seat? He didn't know about the gun either." He said, "Well, I didn't speak to his attorney. He's going to jail with the rest of them." He said, "But he admitted that." He goes, "I did not speak to his attorney." Little redneck town, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, incarcerated, thinking they were going to see a judge on Monday. He didn't appear in court on Monday. On Tuesday, didn't want to hear the case. They weren't released till Wednesday. Once again, how do you put a price on the power of having that red button on your phone? As a parent, I would never allow my little girl to leave the house without that app on her phone because you just don't know what's going to happen in this world. But to have that app, the peace of mind of being able to call a law firm and go home and sleep in your own bed, to me is priceless. How many of you guys like discounts? How many of you guys got a Costco or Sam's Club card? You mean you guys will pay in advance to get a discount? Yeah, you got to get the big bottle of ketchup. Got to squeeze it like this, but you get a discount, right? So here's the thing. We all like discounts. So what Legal Shield has realized is sometimes things happen that we don't condone, like you accidentally slip up and rob a bank. You know, I think we don't condone that, you know? Or bankruptcy or bank robbery or kidnapping or kid slapping or an ugly divorce. Listen, if you're in one of those situations, you're going to need a good attorney. Why not get a great one, at least get a discount? Because when you prepay your law firms, they'll give you a discount on the things that are not. Everything we've talked about, folks, is 100% discount with a small monthly membership. But now this is beyond the call of duty. This is when things happen that we don't, like I say, condone. And we're going to give you at least a 25% discount on that. So for those of you that are getting more than one divorce in a year, seek help, okay? So, all right, so here we go. We're going to talk about contingency cases. Of course, we're going to work on that for you folks. Here's what's wonderful about this. Is about, Mr. Hall, about 4 years ago? remind me not to be so trigger happy. That was a really nice list that I just blipped right past. Oh, I can? Really? Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, see that? You don't have to be. See, here's the thing. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm just in the shed, okay? So so here's the deal. When it comes to the, I'm going to do it one more time. See if I can do it one more time. All right. Oh, all right. So here's the deal, guys. Christmas came early for us about 4 years ago because now we get this. I'm not even going to look. So here's my point. We get about 400 companies that give us discounts now. So if you have Verizon, Sprint, or AT&T, you're going to discount on your cell phone bill, which in most cases will even cover the cost of your membership, depending on how big your bill is. I have a member I signed up in Indiana that's taken her daughter to cheerleading camp. She went to the membership perks button on her app. She found hotels in Orlando, found one for 50% off, 7-day stay. She's saving hundreds and hundreds of dollars, which will pay for her Legal Shield membership for more than a year, almost 2 years. So congratulations on being able to do that. I have friends that went to the Chicago Bulls. They bought 3 tickets. They saved $105. I went to Genghis Formore. I got $59 off my tuxedo. I always get my shirts now at K&G Clothing because I can get a discount. We all like discounts, right? And that's included with the membership. All right, so who's covered? It's basically the member, the member spouse, or significant other. If you have both, pick one, okay? Children up to age 26 years of age living anywhere in America, as long as they're not married or divorced, and physically handicapped children for the duration of the time they live under your roof. Now, let's think about this for a minute. What do insurance companies do to these poor families that have special needs children? You notice they kind of pick on them and say, well, they're not covered here and they're not covered there. To show you the integrity of the founder of this company, he has made it where the children, these type of situations, are covered under the small month-to-month membership for the duration of the time they're alive under their roof. Isn't that powerful? Give it up for Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. All right, so which one would you choose? A headless attorney for about $300 an hour or a whole law firm for $24.95 a month? That's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? All right, so let's talk about the second program we're going to talk about today. And the biggest hurdle I have when talking about identity theft is I meet 2 types of people. There's the one that says, oh, my credit's so bad they could have my identity. Maybe they'll pay some of my bills. And there's the other one that says, I don't do anything online. I shred everything. I'm golden. Guess what? They're the ones that are going to hit the hardest because they're not modern and not being proactive. Instead of only floss the teeth you want to keep. Listen, you want to be proactive in life, right? You want to make sure that you are ahead of the program. You don't want to find out you have a deadly disease 16 months down the road when they say you got 4 weeks to live. You want to catch it early, nip it, and then live another happy 50 years, right? So with Legal Shield and ID Shield program, we realize this is a problem that's not going away. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's going to go away or just get worse? It's just going to get worse. Did you know our government lies? No, I swear. They say... Y'all crazy. They said the Social Security number would never be a form of identification. Do you realize everything from birth to death and everything in between is included on that Social Security number? Even your strange buying habits. I'm just saying. So here's my point. Everything is included. So my cousin, in this business, sometimes your friends and family can be the most difficult to share this with. So I went to a Christmas dinner with my cousin. He said, I'm not worried about it. He's the wealthiest cousin in my family. So I went to the local courthouse, gave my driver's license, asked for my cousin's divorce files. They handed me a copy of it. I went to the Xerox machine and Xeroxed it, handed it back, and went home and read it. Now, I learned things in there that I did not want to know, but his date of birth, his addresses, his assets, his debts, his Social Security number, everything is included. Freedom of Information Act allows these criminals to sit at home in their little fuzzy slippers online stealing our identities, and they're never caught because it's a victimless crime is what they used to call it. Let me talk to you about some of the victims. This is a case of stolen identity. His name, reputation, and credit line were some very easy pickings for some very scary people. At the bottom, it says, yours are too. So it says, meet Michael Berry, political activist, cancer survivor, and creditor's dream. Meet his twin brother. Actually, it's not what it says. Meet scam artist, identity theft thief, and killer. This man spent 8 months in prison serving time for a crime this man committed because of criminal identity theft. You don't need good credit for somebody to commit a crime in your name, right? Or how about when they stealing your life? This is an AARP bulletin article. This is a story about one woman's living hell. It says Kathleen Cox, an 82-year-old grandmother in Rockville, Illinois, quit driving during the Truman administration. Truman, when was that, right? It says here she found herself in what she describes as a living hell after one of her neighbors arrested in a drunk driving charges in Illinois following a 3-car collision pretended to be her. It says here, she first suspected something was amiss when she received bills totaling $9,000 from the hospital that treated the imposter's injuries. Then she received a summons notifying her that the woman hurt in the accident has filed a $50,000 lawsuit against her. She said there was warrants for her arrest, She was afraid to answer the phone. She said the police refused to investigate, a complaint echoed by many identity theft victims. See, if the FTC reports 42,000 victims today and 42,000 tomorrow and 43,000 the day after that, you're not even a blip on the radar screen. And if it's a Nigerian crime ring that stole their identity, I promise you the Salt Lake Police Department is not going there and there to work it out, right? That's where our licensed investigators and law firm work together to patch this, to put this all together. So in this case here, this is, once again, they can buy, how many of you guys went to college? How many of you guys got fake IDs? Remember the days? All right. But now they could go on. There's millions of places now where they can buy our driver's license, put their picture over ours. They get pulled over by the police. And the cop says, you know, you were doing 111 miles an hour. Now the guy's got your driver's license. He says, wow, I was really cooking. He says, let me see your driver's license. He hands him your driver's license, but it's his face. So he smiles as he hands it to him. He says, let me see your proof of insurance. He says, I don't have insurance. He goes, you go 111 miles an hour, you don't have insurance? He goes, nope. He goes, your plates are expired. He goes, sucks to be me. He goes, what's that in the passenger seat? He says, is that a six-pack I see? He says, yeah, it was a 12-pack. I drank the other six on the ride here. What? You know? Somebody asks you, do you think they're going to appear in court on your behalf next month? Who gets the warrants for his arrest? Who gets a suspended driver's license? Who's going to look really bad at work when they show up to arrest them? And what does a criminal always say when they get caught? It wasn't me. You got the wrong guy. I'm a victim of circumstance, right? Or, by the way, what do you call a Greek with one arm? What do we have? A speech impediment. Ah, some of you guys will get that on the ride home. All right, so here's my point. When you go to explain this, it's always a clink, 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 like the lady in Clark County, Las Vegas. She was pregnant. She was pulled over in the middle of the night for a taillight. And they said, assume the position, ma'am. She goes, for a taillight, I'll get it fixed. They said, ma'am, that's why we stopped you, but you know darn well why we're arresting you. You've got three DUIs you never went to court for, and you've written fraudulent checks in 17 states. She said, but it's not me. And they said, ma'am, is this your mother's maiden name, your date of birth, your social security number, your driver's license number? And she said, well, yeah, that's me, but it's not me. And they said, tell it to the judge. Once again, arrested Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, the interrogators kept saying, we know it's you. Why do you keep denying it? She miscarried her baby on Monday. So tag, you guys are all it. It's your obligation when you leave here today to go out and share these services with everyone you love and care about and their people and their people. Because this is a priceless benefit. It's coming to the point where you're foolish to live your life without it. Can I keep it real? Because if that lady would have just been notified that this service existed, she would have tapped the app, and between the licensed investigators and law firms with their 24-hour emergency hotline, she would have went home and slept in her own bed, and the licensed investigators would have patched it up for her on Monday. So, folks, listen, in my opinion, it's your obligation to go out there and share that. And that's going to lead to our next slides, which is going to talk about how many of you guys would like to make a little extra money, maybe get a few extra tax breaks, maybe empower your church or your congregation, all right? I met Cuba Gooding Jr. in Mandalay Bay, and I kept going, show me the money, show me the money. And he looked at me like I've never heard that before. So if you ever see him, don't ever do that to that poor guy. He's probably really old, all right? So let's talk briefly a little bit more about what we're going to do. We're actually going to monitor everything that matters. Is about eight major forms of identity theft. We went over about three or four of them. Social Security identity theft is when they take your social security number, they gain employment, they don't pay the taxes, the IRS garnishes your wages. So we partnered up with Crow Worldwide. So we're going to monitor everything that's important for you, from your date of birth, your passports, your social media, everything that's important to your driver's license, your medical history. So you're going to get an alert when somebody is actually trying to tamper with you. And we partnered up with the licensed investigators that are former CIA, FBI, Secret Service, forensic accountants, and they're going to work on your behalf as long as it takes. And no matter how much it costs, we have a $5 million service guarantee that's included with this. And what's really cool is when you pay your parking tickets, you get to see your credit score go up because we don't cover parking tickets. So I found that out when I actually paid my parking tickets, that affects your credit score. So it's kind of nice to have a real-time monitoring going on what's going on in your life. So this, everything we've been talked about today for the entire family, up to eight children and a spouse, $49.90. Everything we've just talked about. And for young, single, happy young men like this one right here, it's only $34.90. So for those of you folks that are single, you get a discount. It's only $34.90 for everything we just talked about. Now, isn't that great? Now, if you think it makes sense, wouldn't you agree we'll make money? So that's why we're going to talk about the opportunity. Because we know the average American is going to use this service, like it and keep it, and slip up and tell someone. You know, we tell people about good movies, good barbers, good mechanics, good restaurants, good realtors, all the time. People say, I can never be in. My little sister, perfect example. I signed up my little sister and my mom, first two people I signed up. My sister said, I'll never be without the membership, but don't ever ask me to sell it. What'd she do? She'd ride a train 45 minutes a day and listen to people complain. Here's my brother's card. Here's my brother's card. Here's my brother's card. Then she'd go to the water cooler at work. My ex did this to me. My landlord did that to me. I can't believe the cell phone company went out of warranty. Here's my brother's card. I said, sis, you're doing the hardest part. I'm just collecting the commissions. So I brought her in the business. We went on an all-expense-paid trip to, I think it was the Bahamas. Mr. Brian Crothers called her out on the rooftop, sitting around the pool, having an adult-style beverage. And he said, which one of you guys qualified for this trip? I didn't say anything. My sister said he did. He said, how come you didn't? A little while later, my sister opened up her first group. And Brian Crothers was the featured host of our Monday morning leadership show. And he got to announce my sister as the newest executive director in the state of Illinois. So that really, really felt good. Really felt good. So word of mouth advertising. So we refer people to Netflix, you don't get paid. Same thing with Uber. Legal Shield will pay cash money in your checking account via direct deposit. So there's four ways we get paid. Personally enrolling people, that's when you hear somebody with a problem and you reach out, you shoot them a video and you say, hey, I'd like to be able to help you find a solution to your problem. Overrides from your team. This is broker income that most insurance agents and brokers understand. Residual incomes, that's money that keeps following you even after you've passed. And bonuses. How many of you guys like bonuses? How many of you guys, let me ask you a silly question. How many of you guys have ever went to work and your company surprises you with a bonus? Not on a W-4 job, right? Okay. So here's what happens here. When you start out with a business as a business partner, we call them associates, you join the company and we create a website for you and you just start sending videos to your friends and politely asking them to take a peek. You want their opinion. Let's say you sign up three of your favorite people. You're going to get paid 60 times three, right? Okay. But here's what's exciting about this. When you pass a certain point, when you empower anywhere between one and three families, depending on what plans they get, because we have some supplementary plans that you can add to the program, you're going to jump to senior associates. So in the first 20 days, our goal is to give you double your money. How many of you guys could go to your boss today and say, hey, man, I'm really good at what I do. I know you just hired me, but in 20 days, I want you to double my pay. You're laughing because you know what the boss would do. He would laugh, right? But that's exactly what, right, Mr. Hall? That's exactly what we do with our new associates, follow the system. Now, as you continue to empower more families or bring people on board to build a team, we're going to continue to give you pay raises until you get to our highest permanent position on this slide, which is $280. Now, everything we're going to talk about now is based on the $49.90 plan. That's a $24.95 legal plan covering the whole family, $24.95 ID Shield plan covering the whole family. So at $280, think about this. Well, let's just jump to, like, the director level. If you went and took somebody to a $5 footlong, which I hear from inflation, it's like $6 now. So you go to get a $6 footlong, and you prop up your phone, and you play a quick video that explains the service. You buy them lunch. Cut the sandwich in half. Let the video play the presentation for you. When they sign up, you made $190 on your lunch break. Now, how many of you guys would agree that this dangerous director level is interesting because you could make more on your lunch break than you make working your whole shift that day? I know people working 8 hours a day every day that doesn't make that after taxes during the day, right? So let's jump in and talk about the next way we get paid. Now, this is your broker income. Now, when I bought my new Dodge Challenger, the car salesman got a commission, but so the sales manager, he wasn't even there that day. Then when I went to insure my car, the insurance agent got a commission, but so did the broker. He was around the corner in a different office. When you bought a house, the realtor got a commission, and so did the real estate broker. So if the broker gets a piece of everyone's pie, what would you rather be, the agent or the broker? The broker, right? The first known billionaire here in America said, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. So when I spent 2.5 hours in the hospital with my mom before she passed, because I was able to walk away from my full-time job and do this on a very part-time basis, I was able to hold my mom's hand in a reclining chair for the last 2 years of her life. And I didn't lose my house. I didn't lose my cars. I didn't lose anything because not everybody on my team was visiting my mom every day. Back then, we were giving out DVDs, and they were handing out DVDs. Now we just shoot people videos with our smartphones. But the power of leverage, see, in my opinion, time freedom or wealth isn't a lot of money. Because the wealthiest people you know don't even know their children. They don't even know their kids. They spend 5 minutes with their children before they tuck them into bed at night because their job or their business takes up all their time. And then you got the broke people who have plenty of time, but they don't have any real quality time with their children because they can't do the things they'd rather do. So in my definition, true wealth is to have the money and the time freedom. And in my opinion, that's what Legal Shield provides. Well, there's about 282 millionaires in this company. Ask them how much time they're spending with their families. A lot, right? So this is an exciting time to be alive, and I love the fact that we have these new promotions. So let's do a couple examples. Let's say you bring somebody new in the business, and they sign up, and they get real excited, and they jump to the $120 commission level. All right, so they're excited. They're in profit mode. They're paid and promoted. They've made some extra money. They took their spouse out for a nice meal, and they realize there's a tremendous opportunity ahead of them. Now, let's say you're at the executive director level and you're working with this person. And you're excited about working with this person because, you know, when you bring somebody new in the business and they have a new passion, they tell you their why, you know, I need a bigger house because my daughter needs her own bedroom. She's 14 and she's still sharing a room with her brother. It's time I get a bigger house. Well, now I know what that why is and I'll work with that new person. So let's say we bring somebody new in the business and they go out and write 10 memberships and they get paid $1,200. Well, at a $180 override, as an executive director in this business, you could get 10, now, like I say, you know, I'm not the sharpest bulb on the tree, I'm just on the tree. But here's the thing, 180 times 10, that's a nice override, right? Now, let's say you had 3 people doing that on your team. Let's say you can recruit as many people, let's say you had 10 people that were really motivated to go out and power a lot of families. You see how the money could start adding up? Mr. Hall, daily deposits, we don't know where they're coming from. You know, when I first started getting paid 21 days out of the month, I started going, I didn't write a membership in a week. Man, I remember one month, it was exactly 101 memberships, and that month I wrote one. So out of the 101 memberships I wrote one. I was paid on all of them. I took my daughter to a 2-week tour of Greece, or a 10-day tour of Greece, but the numbers don't work as well that way. Let's talk about my 2-week tour of Ireland. I was gone 14 days, but we get paid 5 days a week. I was paid 10 of the 14 days. I didn't even have Wi-Fi because now we're able to run our business from the palm of our hand. So when I'm on vacation, I can still be meeting new people at the airport or at the resort or even in a jacuzzi and say, hey, if I shoot you a short video, would you take a peek? I'm running my business from the palm of my hand, except for Ireland where I had no reception at all, but I was still getting paid. Is that powerful? Is that powerful? All right? Now, this bonus money is real exciting. We've learned after 47 years of being in business, success like speed. So we want to help you get paid and promoted. We call it Fast Start Qualified by empowering as little as one member and bring one in the business, you can get leveled up to the next level and collect a $200 bonus. Now, if you're the one that brought that person in the business to entice us to work harder with our new recruits, they throw us a $200 bonus. And if you do the same thing over the next 20 days, you can go to a manager level and jump up to $140, and there's another $400 in bonus. So $800 in bonuses for the new associate and the sponsoring associate just for doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that's empowering the people that we love and care about. So as little as one membership or what we call 60 premium dollars, okay? So let's say you do 2 families at $50. So that clearly clears your 60 in premium dollars. And then you bring one in the business. So now you've fast start qualified. Now, once again, we do this in 20 days, and there's a reason for this. Statistics show that people that come out of the gate running will continue to run. And that's why we're really encouraging everyone to plug into the system. To go manager, once again, you jumped $120, $400 in premium dollars, which equates to about 8 families, and you're jumping up to the manager. Some of you giving yourself 2 pay raises in the first 45 days. How many of you guys have worked the whole year and struggled to get 1 pay raise, right? We're paying advanced commissions. Here's another thing. If you went to your boss tomorrow and said, I swear I'll be here a year from now, will you pay me up front? They're once again to look at you like you have 3 heads, but that's exactly what we do. Because some of you guys are questioning the math. How do I send $49.90 to the company and they send me $60 back? That's called an advanced commission, and it's very common in the insurance industry. If you're a life insurance agent, you're very familiar with the fact that when you go in to talk to a family, unfortunately, about death, they'll encourage you with an advanced commission. Now, we get the pleasure of going in and talking to people about life because this is a now benefit. This is something you get to use now, right away, by getting your will done, calling a law firm, and addressing all these issues. So this is something that I love that we're going to do matching bonuses because how many of you guys have ever gone to work and had to train somebody else work twice as hard for the same money, right? It happens all the time. But with this business, we're going to pay bonuses to make that happen. It feels like I just did that slide. Am I doing deja vu here or what's going on? It's just me, right? Landed on my head too many times over the years. All right, so here's power of leverage income. So here, not like it happened. Anyways, so here's my point. You build a team. Now, here's what's powerful about building a team. In this scenario, you have 30 associates. Now, you're going to need more to have this scenario actually work because a lot of people say they're going to do something and don't, so you want to continue to build your organization. But if they each enrolled 5 memberships per month at at least a $50 executive director override, you would receive $7,500 in override income. You see why people... You ever notice, I always like to ask millionaires like Mr. Dave Hall, man, you're funnier and you're just, you get, you are funnier since I saw you last time. And then when you think about it, he's been paid another $250,000 since I've seen him. So, I mean, money makes you anything you already were. You know, if you're a funny person, you become funnier. If you're a charitable person, you become more charitable. If you're a jerk, you just become a bigger jerk. So I'm just trying to help. So how many of you guys have been paying for car insurance since you started to drive? You met the guy one time, right? But you can, how about cable TV? You know, I take three-week vacation. I did a winter getaway. It was a three warm weather state, 21 city, 3 warm weather state, 7-week getaway. Because it's cold in Chicago. I'm an empty nester now. My daughter just finally flew the coop. She's in college now. So I got away. Now, what's interesting is if you're paying for cable TV, you pay that bill whether you turn that TV on or not. How many times did cable guy sign you up? One time. But with residual income, it's going to continue to chase us as well. So I'm still being paid on memberships I wrote back in 1999 because the members are still using the services from 1999. And it's team-related as well. So when you build a team, you're paid a percentage on what your team writes as well. And that, let me tell you what. Mark Twain said, find out where everyone's going and get there first. You know, the first known billionaire in America, like I say, 1% of 100 people's efforts, 100% of your own. So when you build a large team, you're able to have that time freedom that you really need with your families. Or maybe you have a sick parent or something is going on in your life when you need to take a break. This money isn't willable. I updated my will the last time. My daughter's going to inherit my book of business. So when I pass, she'll inherit a six-figure income. I'll never let her be under the thumb of another man. I hear these stories about how girls are harassed at work. They hate their jobs. They hate their commutes. Not on my watch is my daughter going to have that. So I'm going to continue to build my team. Now, what's funny is I took her to Greece for her 18th birthday for a 10-day tour. And when I got home, I realized she turned 18. I real fast made her a member and shot her up to manager level and got her a $180 bonus, then a $90 bonus, then a $180 bonus. I said, listen, I'm putting you on Facebook, honey. A whole bunch of people are going to be congratulating you. Just be kind and say thank you. You didn't do that. Yes, I did. You're a business partner now. So if you're here, I'm going to work with complete strangers that become my new friends. Why wouldn't I do that for my daughter? Because when she works 40 hours a week, when she gets that edumacation, she's got the receipt, diploma for the wall, and then she realizes that 40-hour work week thing isn't the hot setup, Dad. What's going on? I'm like, yeah, well, you got that little Legal Shield business. Now's the time to start shooting some videos. Right? Right? So that's what I did for my little girl, because these residuals are willable and then willable again. So if my daughter does ever give me grandbabies, grandchildren can inherit this business that I'm working on today, and you can as well. So how much does it cost to get started? $99. You are officially a business partner with Legal Shield. $99. Now, Mr. Hall and myself paid $249 back in the day, but we ran some promotional prices. We found out $99 was the one that actually produced the best results. Because it's $99. I mean, guys, come on, man. You can't take a pretty girl out for dinner for $99. And if it's a first date, there might not be any return on investment there, right? I mean, you got business, you got clothes in your closet you spent more than $99 on that you'll never wear again. You shouldn't have worn the first time, but you spent $99 on them, right? So it's a one-time fee. Now, here's the greatest thing about this. The tax breaks alone that you're going to get by starting this business is, what, within the first month, right? First 2 weeks, just the tax breaks alone. Like, I wrote off $16,200 on dining out last year. Yeah, you know how fastest way to get me out of a kitchen? Turn on the stove. You know what I make for dinner? Reservations. Okay. So my point is, for as low as $99, you're a business owner, but now you can start saving all your receipts and let the CPA decide what's tax deductible. Because as a home-based business owner, you get a lot of tax. Don't get mad at Oprah when she buys $1 million Learjet to fly her friends to Paris for business. It's tax. Listen. The tax codes are there for all of us to take advantage of. Now you have a $500-an-hour tax attorney that you could discuss this with, okay? So congratulations for y'all joining the team. Performance Club! Oh, my God. Let me tell you what. You know what I love about Performance Club besides everything? Is it's all you can eat and all you can drink, and all you got to do is show up at an airport. So I'll never forget the first one I went on. I went to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Had no idea it was. Had to look it up on my daughter's globe to figure out where that was and how to pronounce it. So I took my high school sweetheart. I'll never do that again. I took my high school sweetheart, and we had some of the most amazing meals. It was about 14 restaurants, 9 swimming pools. Can I keep it real? I only swam up to the pools that had the bar. Anyways, here's my point. But it was all you can eat. So we had this amazing steak dinner with some really nice people in this business. Because when we go to these resorts, we take over the whole resort. It's like you don't bother bringing any business cards because they're already in the business. Because it's all Legal Shield people, right? But you're meeting all the celebrities. You're riding elevators and having dinners with all the celebrities that you've always looked up to. And, you know, I don't know if I should say this about Dave wearing his banana hammock in the pool or something. I'm just playing. He had Bermuda shorts on. Anyways, here's my point. I had to throw that in just because. Because we have fun. Here's the thing. We're all family. Guys, we're all family in this business. You know, here's what's really great about this business is you could be depressed and come into a room like this and be cheered up. Wouldn't you agree? You could be having a bad day at work and come in. That's why you should all be here for every Super Saturday. And this is fellowship. He's still laughing about that. Anyways, here's my point. So here's it. He's beat red, actually. I should take a picture. So anyway. So here's my point. But he's going to be the last guy to hold a microphone, so I will be in trouble later. I can see that coming. So here's my point, guys. We went to a restaurant that I had the best steak I've ever had in my life. So I told my date, I said, man, I want to get back to that steak restaurant, but I want to go do Spago's. And she said, but you promised your friends you're going to do the steak restaurant on the last day. So we went to Spago's for an Italian dinner at 7 o'clock and a bottle of wine, and they serenade us with live music next to us. I went back to the room. I laid in bed for about a half an hour. I changed my shirt. I brushed my teeth and went and had a steak dinner at 9 o'clock. Because it's all you can eat, all right? So so bring some stretchy pants because you will gain some weight. My point is each and every one of you is invited to go on these trips. All you have to do is empower a few more families every month. And the company will honor and reward the people that are consistent. So when you consistently do this, they're going to send you on these trips. We're doing Cabo San Lucas, all right? You know, I'm going to take my daughter on that trip, of course. We went to Atlantis, Bahamas. That's where Michael Jackson used to go when he was depressed. I mean, you're doing slides through shark tanks. I mean, the ocean water was beautiful. The food is complimentary. I mean, you can't have a meal there we were averaging $275 a night. And my daughter doesn't drink, so it's not like we were running up a big alcohol bill. I mean, our breakfast buffet was almost $100. But it's right assigned to the room. So what the founder of the company is, and with this new CEO, they want to give us the taste of lifestyles of the rich and famous. And so when you go on, right, Mr. Holm, when you go on these trips, you feel like you're in the rich and the famous type lifestyle, and it's really exciting. And I'd love to see you all on one of these trips. So what do you say? Y'all give it up for yourselves, because you're going to work really hard to go on one of these trips, all right? And when you continue to do this, they throw you car allowances. So for 183 months, I've been in Performance Club, and they throw me a $500 a month car allowance. So I bought a race car with it, paid it off, bought my Challenger, paid it off. Now it's just a $6,000 a year freedom bonus. So extra $6,000, you can find a way to spend an extra $6,000 a year, right? So let's all push, raise together, and this is the opposite of a job. A job, a boss wants to keep you down. In legal shield, we want to pick you up because we all the boats in the water rise with the tide. So I want you all to be rising in the tide. I want you all driving new cars. Who wants new cars? I'll be like Oprah, new car for you, new car for you, new car for you, all right? But you got to do what you got to do, okay? So the tools work the business for you. So my sister's a shy gal, and she just likes using Prospect. Prospect for 19, think about this. The average business owner will spend hundreds of dollars just for napkins or straws a month. For $19.95, that's my only business overhead, is I have for $19.95 a month, I have a Prospect app. So when I'm at the airport, or the shuttle bus driver taking me to the rental car place, he's going in the app. Ask them a few questions, create a rapport. Hey, I really enjoyed our conversation. If I shot you a video, would you take a peek? Yeah, what's it about? Well, my ice cream's melting or I'm late for, you know. I take my daughter to Dairy Queen all the time. People say, Dave, I never see your work. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm at Dairy Queen all the time. You're like, how does that work? I pay someone a compliment. I ask them a question. Now I'm in a conversation. As I say goodbye, hey, I'd like to keep in touch. Are you on Facebook or can I shoot you a video? I open up the app. I have them put their first name and email. Boom. It does everything for you at that point. Now, think about that. You couldn't hire a secretary for $20 an hour to do that for you. And $20 a month, you could put unlimited people in that app. And it runs the business for you. It lets you know when somebody's watched the video, who's interested, who's not. And that's all included for $19.95 a month. So at this point in time, whoops, I'm really pushing the buttons way too fast. So we literally have 282 documented millionaires. There's about 600 people in this company that get to get a ring in this business that are making 100,000, a quarter million, a half a million. There's about 12 people that make $1 million a year. A year in this business. Because, yeah, Woo is right. So here's my point. There's a proven track record, but all you have to do is plug into that system. So at this point in time, I'm going to politely ask the people that were invited up to do their testimonials, and if you could please give it up for all the people that are going to come share their stories.
Motorhome, the price of most people's homes. We travel. I work with how to trade time for money. Now that I'm in this business, I have the opportunity to show them a better way to get out of the grind.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America. We're at the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account. The car I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level. That was almost 20 years ago. It'll be 20 years on Monday that I've been full-time with the company. My wife's been retired for 18 years. I love the fact that it gives me the time freedom and the income to do what I want. And my latest goal is to make sure I spoil my grandkids so much they love me more than their own parents. I absolutely love it.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. We started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week around a very busy schedule, but within a few months it was paying me more than my job. So we transitioned and went full-time with Legal Shield after our second year. It paid us a six-figure income where they give you a beautiful ring that makes it look like you won the Super Bowl. But I also have this ring, which means I don't see the money that comes from this ring over here. Fast forward 7 years, and we were introduced to the Millionaires Club, which means we've made $1 million in this business. When I look back at the job that I left, if I would have stayed there, it would have taken me 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. I love being a stay-at-home dad.
Folks, you know, I'll tell you what, that's my favorite part about the presentation just now. Because if you notice, nobody had the same background, nobody had this. Our company is welcoming everybody to come into this business. It's available to all of us. It doesn't matter your race, your nationality, your religion, your age, your gender. When you empower a family, they pay you. And you continue to do that, and they continue to pay you. It's such an exciting time to be alive, it really is. So, you know, folks, I don't have any fancy clothes here. But I will ask you one real quick question that Russell Peterson used to ask me. What sounds better? As a matter of fact, think about this for a minute. Everyone say the word rich. It makes you smile when you say it, right? It sounds so much better than Pope. I mean, it just does. It just does. So I don't have any fancy clothes, guys. You know, as I crisscross the United States, I usually find people fall in one of three categories. And if you're a number one, first of all, the guests in the room, please thank the person that thought enough of you to invite you out to take a look at what we're doing. Because, like, the gentleman started Coca-Cola. He wanted everyone to take a sip. Now, we didn't know it was laced with cocaine back then. And now it's the world's largest best-selling soft drink on the planet. But here's my point. We just want everyone to take a peek. You know, we want everyone to take a peek. And for those of you that like what you saw, tell the person next to you that you would like to try the membership. Just say you're number one, and that means you'd like to use the membership. Get your will done. Get your identity monitored. Use the service. Go after the people that have hurt you. Have them write the letters. Have them make the phone calls on your behalf. Congratulations. Number two is someone that says, the membership is a no-brainer, which basically means even if you didn't have a brain, it would make sense. But you're not quite sure about the opportunity. Get your questions answered here by the people that can. Don't go to your brokest beer belching brother-in-law and ask him if he thinks Legal Shield is going to work. Because if you follow them, you're going to have their lifestyle, right? Number three is someone that said, you could have shut up and sat down at $120. You're telling me I could just shoot some videos, have some of the local leaders here in the room answer the questions and objections for me, and I can start getting paid? Welcome to Legal Shield. God bless you all. Thanks for coming out.